welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune. And before Trevor and I start to dice things up this week, let's listen to a little bit of Trevor's conversation with Lincoln head coach Moses Harper.
All right, well, you got your first chance to get a live look at your team against other competition last week. And obviously the final score got away from you guys a little bit, but just kind of how much did you learn about your team last week?
Well, a lot of growing pains there in the first one. And you know, the beauty of it, you hop right into GLVC and you go right off the bat. So a lot of growing pains. We made a lot of mistakes. So like someone always told me, you lick your wounds, you get up the next day, you figure out what you did, you try to make corrections, and you build off the positive. We saw some positive things on our team. They played for four quarters. A lot of teams won't fight to the end and get that field goal at the end or try to go score at the end of the game. So very happy to see them compete for four quarters. And a lot of things that was messed up in the game, they can be coached and can be fixed. So that's what we're focusing on this Tuesday practice, is focusing on those things this week so we can get better for week two.
So, yeah, obviously you guys get to play on your home field here this weekend against McKendree. Just kind of getting out in front of the fans for the first time. What do you think that's going to mean?
Should be very exciting. It's a night game. A lot of these guys coming fresh out of high school, and they play under the lights. So this is an opportunity for them to get under the lights on a Saturday night, get the town to come out and support them. I keep hearing from people that we should have a pretty nice crowd. So this is an opportunity for us to really show our fans and our community that the team they saw in week one is not the team we're going to be for the season, that we want to get better from week one, week two, and we look to continue to get better week to week.
Yeah, and McKendree's kind of dealing with something you don't see very often. Interim coach was named in early August, and you have a background with him. So just what do you know about him, and what do you think about him taking over the job?
Well, I think this team is going to be disciplined. They're going to play extremely hard. He's done a fantastic job as a defense coordinator. I guarantee you he's going to do a fantastic job as a head football coach. I've been knowing him for a while. We look forward to competing against him, but I don't see him dropping off too much because I know what he stands for. And they have an older group. Actually, on the outside looking in, when I looked at this conference, I kind of looked at them to finish in the top of the pack. So they'll show up ready. They're coming off of a loss, so they'll be hungry, just as hungry as us to be at home to try to see if we can get a win.
Yeah, and you just kind of mentioned that they are coming off of a loss. Just kind of what were you able to learn about them in their week one game?
Well, they played a pretty good opponent, playing West Florida. That's kind of the cream of the crop, Division II football. So, but what you saw on film, you saw a scrappy group who was not bagging down from West Florida. They were getting after the quarterback. They were trying to stuff the run. They were playing in the pass, created a few turnovers there. So you still got a good football team coming in here on Saturday looking to try to win a football game.
All righty. Thanks, Coach.
All right. That was Lincoln head coach Moses Harper. Trevor, not the result the Blue Tigers were hoping for last week. Not a whole lot of probably great things to say about a 46-5 loss at Quincy, but I'll just ask you, what any good things to talk about from last week?
You know, the list of positives, let's see. they were able to move the ball down the field a couple of times. They didn't really get anything to show for it. The first time, they had a couple explosive run explosive gains in the run game to get down first and goal at the 3, ended up fourth and goal. They decided to go for it. They get stuffed. I know they challenged the play. Didn't really get to see how close it was, but Moses said that was kind of a learning opportunity of, yeah, these D2 replays are not very trustworthy because I've seen them firsthand at basketball games. Most of the time, they're just looking at an iPad. So, and for football, the camera's much further away, so I can only imagine the angles that they get for those. That was kind of a learning opportunity for them, but defense fared pretty well for the most part early on in the game, and then kind of the same situation that I've seen a lot of times covering Lincoln football. The defense just has to stay out there all the time.
Yeah.
And the longer you keep a defense out there, especially one that doesn't have a ton of depth, you're not going to get very good results. It's kind of just a ticking time bomb at that point. But
right,
they had a couple chances early in that game to keep it close, and it just didn't really go their way, and Quincy was able to run away, and obviously the big low light for them was a safety on the first play of the season. They tried a flea flicker and it ended up out of the back of the end zone. So that's not what you want. But
two safeties in that game, if I remember you correctly, right?
Yeah, Lincoln got a safety defensively and gave one up offensively. 46-5 is definitely not a score you see very often.
Yeah.
And the early stages of that game just had some very weird things go on. But hey, that's early season D2 football.
Well, and I think, you know, you talk about strange things going on. I think it's one of those things where, I think we talked last week and we thought the Blue Tigers were going to have one quarterback who was going to play the majority of the game, and then it turned out that was not the case. So I think that's another one of those early season things where you go, well, we thought we knew something and we didn't, and we're finding out more as the season goes along.
So yeah, I was told it was going to be Jalen Thomas. That didn't end up happening. He didn't play at all.
Right.
And firsthand witnessed him get hurt at practice this week, non-contact, so that's not a good sign. But Isaiah Tate stepped in, who's a freshman, really getting his first game reps of his college career. And, shaking numbers a little bit. He was 7 for 19 passing for 61 yards. But I didn't watch the game, not paying for GLBC Network.
What? So, why not? A bargain at any price.
So I don't necessarily know how he looked. It seemed like the coaching staff was pretty pleased with what they saw, especially from a young kid stepping into a road environment for his first start. So not an easy situation to step into. So you can kind of expect some struggles with that. But the big thing for me that stood out is this team really wants to run the football. They kind of want to play that smash mouth clock control football that we talked a lot about last week, but they ended with 32 rushes for 52 yards, and that's obviously not ideal. And I was told this week that they're going to be mixing and matching bodies on the offensive line, because they do return four starters. The only four returning starters on the offensive side of the ball are on the offensive line, but it seemed like they got kind of wore down as that game went on. So I don't know if that's a conditioning thing or they just want to kind of maximize potential by keeping bodies fresh and just trying to kind of pick their spots. And so we'll see how that works out, but not a lot of great from the Lincoln offense last week, but kind of to be expected with a brand new coaching staff, brand new faces, and a brand new conference. You don't really know what you're playing against. So it was kind of expected, but I'm sure they wanted it to go a little bit better.
While the rushing wasn't great at 52 total yards, and you're compensating with only 61 passing. So you get outgained 515-113. There's not a lot you're going to take away from that one and go, That was great. And the thing is, sometimes you see those numbers and go, oh, it's because the one team got to run tons of plays. I mean, it was, Quincy ran 61 plays to Lincoln's 51. So it's not like you're talking about this team had the ball and just churned out yards all game long. No, it was just like
Chunk Gaines from McKendree.
I was going to say your old friend Chunk Gaines from Quincy. So I guess the thing is, you look ahead to this week and now go, okay, let's try to refocus. Let's try to, try to take what's the next step in the GLVC? And you look at it and go, okay, tonight's home game at 7:00 against McKendree is your next chance to get your first win of the season and your first win in how many games now?
39.
Yep, so that's where you want to hope and just go, okay, let's just try to focus on this. History's not on your side. McKendree leads the all-time series 5-0, so you go, well, maybe that doesn't bode well for this. But you are also looking at another team that also struggled a little bit last week in its opener in terms of McKendree. They're also 0-1, went down to West Florida and lost 38-6. So they also struggled to score points, also gave up plenty of points. So you go, okay, well, this is going to be one of those where you go, this will be interesting. See which team is actually, a little bit better than who, and then who's a little bit further along at this point. So I guess we'll find out tonight at Dwight T. Reed Stadium.
Yeah, talk about walking into a tough situation in week one. We mentioned Lincoln walking into a tough spot, but McKendree with a coach that's been in charge for a little bit over a month now.
Right.
He got named the interim head coach at the beginning of August when their previous head coach left to go be the special assistant to the head coach at his alma mater at UCLA. So big jump for him. Congrats to him.
Right.
But Jason Rezhvek steps in for McKendree here, and he's been the defensive coordinator there for, I believe, 8 years. So you can't really expect much change in terms of scheme-wise for McKendree. I'm sure they're running basically the same stuff they've been running in the past. You didn't really have any time to implement anything.
Right.
But, yeah, they start week one at a playoff team last year in West Florida.
Yeah.
So, and Moses Harper made it sound like that West Florida team's a little bit down, like they lost a lot of people. But from what I looked at from the box score, it sure looked like they played pretty well in week one. So it's going to be a hungry McKendry squad coming off a loss. And it's another team with a ton of question marks because brand new coach and you didn't have much time to kind of plan for this change. So we'll see how that plays out.
I think in that instance, you just have to do the best you can. And I imagine it's like, well, we're just going to try to figure out, okay, you know, this is the scheme we were planning on running. We had coaches who were going to try to help, impart it in terms of, if you're talking about your offense coordinator is probably still there, your defense coordinator is still probably there. You hope that they can lead them to the best of their abilities and go, okay, we're going to do this no matter who the head coach was. Let's try to keep progressing with this. So you go, maybe it's not as bad as it could be, but yeah, you never want to have a coaching change, a month before the season starts. That's not ideal for anybody.
Yeah, no, that's definitely. It reminds me a lot of the battle situation from last year, and relating it to high school. Obviously, you have a coach that was during the summer, so that was a little bit more time. But it's just an odd situation. And from everything I can tell, they are running basically the same offense. They like to air it out. They threw the ball 37 times last week, and they ran the ball more often than usual, from my understanding. And I thought that was going to be kind of a game flow issue, just looking at it, not knowing a ton about the team going. Talk to Moses Harper about it, and it's like, well, they lost by quite a bit. Rushing and passing was pretty even, so you kind of think they're more of a run-heavy team and got game flowed into throwing the ball a lot, but it seems like it's actually quite the opposite. So Ty Michael at quarterback, he didn't have the best numbers last week, 18 for 37 for 196 yards with an interception. So he's going to be looking to bounce back, and the big thing for them offensively is 8 different people caught a pass last week, so that's a lot of different people to worry about and a lot of different mouths to feed, so to say.
Right. So I think this, it bears mentioning, we'll find out just how good McKendry is tonight. I think this is one of those where, we talked at the beginning of the season about how, this year was going to have a slate that was going to have a lot more winnable games on it in terms of, as opposed to when you were in the MIAA. So you just go, okay, and I think that bears fruit from the standpoint of, okay, you look at it this week and we'll see just how good McKendry is. But then you follow this up with, William Jewell next week. Southwest Baptist the week after that, and then your homecoming game against Lincoln of California. So these are kind of 4 games where you go, okay, if things shake out well for the Blue Tigers, all of a sudden this season could be kind of, you're just not sure, it could be trending upward very quickly. The other flip side of it is, okay, if you don't win some of these games where you look at it and go, these are winnable games, then all of a sudden it's kind of, you might fall back into that whole thing of, oh boy, here we go again. And you don't want to get into that point because it is a new coach. It's a lot of new faces on the roster. You want to keep this going. But I think this is a stretch where you go, it's going to get harder later in terms of the teams in the GLVC that are good. So you want to make sure you kind of make your hay early at this point in the schedule. So how important is this next couple weeks for the Blue Tigers? Just maybe like if you take it on, this next month is pretty key.
Yeah, and I'm kind of bouncing back and forth on whether Lincoln would like this portion of their schedule to be early in the season or late in the season.
Okay, fair point.
Early in the season, the downside of that is that this Lincoln team doesn't really have an identity yet. They haven't been able to find that with a new coaching staff. But the flip side, like you mentioned, if you go through 6-7 weeks of losing and then you run into this stretch of winnable games, morale might be past the point of recovery at that point.
Yeah.
So, but regardless of whether they would like it now or later, they're getting it now, and like you mentioned, I do think it's a very, very important stretch. Just for team morale, like I was saying, this team needs one of those games where it's close.
Right.
They need one of those games where they come out on the right side of it. And I think everything will start to fall into place after that. But it's just been so long since anybody that's worn this uniform has experienced any form of success.
Right.
So it's kind of this stretch, and it might be a good thing that it's early in the season, just kind of getting keeping these kids entertained and getting excited for these games. And these are winnable games, but they're also, on the flip side, games that could get away from them just like they're used to if they don't play right. So they need to catch one of these teams at the right time and have the ball bounce their way a couple times and find a way to get on the right side of one of these decisions, because that'll go a long way for the confidence of this young bunch.
One thing we didn't talk about last week was just, in terms of obviously you took a beating on the scoreboard. You always wonder if you took a beating then, you know, just in terms of your roster at that point. How did, was there any injuries of note, or did we have anything that might affect the depth chart heading into this one?
It seems like they escaped that one relatively healthy. I kind of mentioned the Jalen Thomas injury that I watched with my eyes this week at practice, and that's not obviously not ideal for quarterback depth if something was to happen to Isaiah Tate, who they seem to be very comfortable with moving forward. So hopefully I'm not lying on this podcast again. But yeah, injury front seems like they're doing okay. It's still early in the season, though, and there's a lot of snaps to be had for a lot of these kids. Right. So we'll see as the season goes on.
Yeah. Just looking back at last week, just from a couple other standpoints, it's, you know, I think sometimes we'll do a little service to our people who are maybe so used to all the MIAA teams back in the past, they're still getting to know the new conference, so we'll kind of go through just a couple of the results real quick. Truman State lost 37-21 at Findlay, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Black Hill State beat Southwest Baptist, so SBU loses 24-14. Indy wins on the road, 42-16 at Hillsdale. Missouri S&T fell hard, 55-18 to Delta State. And then Upper Iowa did post a 33-7 win over Concordia St. Paul. So, you know, it looks like there's some mixed bags in there. You know, you got some teams where you figure like, okay, these teams may be good later on, maybe took a loss to start off with. I know some of the traditional powers usually try to schedule hard that first week, so never sure kind of what to make from that, and we'll learn more, obviously, as the season goes on. So it'd be worth noting just to kind of see how things go on and how things kind of shake out. But as of right now, Quincy's leading it with their one conference win, and Lincoln's at the bottom with their one conference loss, and everybody else has yet to play a conference game yet. So that's how the standings kind of shake out. So we'll get back to this week's game, and I'll just ask you, who do you think comes out on top in this game tonight at Dwight T. Reed Stadium?
With a team with two big question marks and new coaches and everything that I mentioned earlier, you don't really know what to expect walking into tonight, so I'm going to go with the side of history.
Okay.
McKendree has more pedigree in years, in at least recent history.
Sure.
So I'm going to pick them to win, but I think some energy, and Moses was saying that he's heard from quite a few people that they're going to get a pretty good crowd out there tonight.
Okay.
So we'll see on that front and see how much that can fuel the team. Let's just stick with the 28-21. I'll go McKendree 28, Lincoln 21.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter at TrevHahn3. That's Trev Hahn3. Thanks for listening.